Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray. My partner, Mike Salmon, is off today, out working with his son and getting him into college and all that good stuff. But the show must go on with two great guests. Today we have Tom Martin, the owner of Proactive Payroll, and Ben Heward of Go.
That's right.
I love that name. Let's go, right?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Let's get right into it with Tom Martin of Proactive Payroll. Tom, how are you today?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. So, obviously, you do payroll. So,
yeah, sure.
let's get into it. Tell everybody who you are and all about Proactive Payroll.
Well, I'm Tom Martin. I'm a CPA and have been a CPA for 40 years and have been in the payroll business over 20 years. And we specialize in small businesses from 1 to 100 employees. We do one-person payrolls a quarter for many sub-S corporations, and we do churches, car washes, anything you can think of.
So talk about the 1 to 100. I mean, why that niche? Why is that niche important to you?
Well, we really love to deal with small businesses. I've got over 40 years of business experience, almost none of which is a public accountant. As a CPA, people expect you to be a public accountant, but I've been a CFO and financial guy in all kinds of companies, from international to local companies. And I have a lot of knowledge that I can help small business with. And I just love dealing with small businesses. I like to know where they came from, how they got where they are now, and what I can do to help. I do payroll, but I know a lot of people. We network extensively, so we are really good about networking our clients with people we know and our other clients.
And you only do payroll?
That is correct.
So why is that?
Because I don't want to compete against my referral sources. I have insurance sales agencies that are our clients. I'm not going to sell insurance and compete with them. They're my client. So I want to refer them to people. And I have training in property and casualty insurance, life and health insurance, securities, all kinds of things, but I don't practice those. I do it for my knowledge and for my clients' knowledge, and I refer them to the people I consider the best in the business here in Atlanta.
So it sounds like you're offering a whole lot more value to your clients other than payroll.
I certainly hope so, yes.
Sounds like it. That's great. So a few issues that are going on out there. We've seen some cases here lately about internal fraud with payroll. Talk about that.
Boy, if you're doing in-house payroll, please have some outside service of some kind review the work of your internal people. There are lots of stories about small businesses who rely on their bookkeeper, who's mostly their receptionist, and their HR person. And they just have a tendency to think, well, I just need $10. I'll give it back in a week. And then, well, I really don't have it, but I really need $10 this week. Hmm. And it mushrooms. And the poor owners of the business rely on this person and trust this person a lot. And before they know it, there's a big problem. And it's fairly easy, if you're in charge of payroll completely, to do what's called ghosting payroll, where you put somebody who doesn't exist on the payroll, and it goes to your own bank account.
Hmm. That's a comforting thought. We're speaking with Tom Martin. He's the owner and founder of Proactive Payroll. So one issue that's a real hot one out there, and I know I deal with this with my clients, and sometimes even get into arguments with them about it, is salaried versus hourly employees, and then the issue of employees versus independent contractors, right? So talk about those issues and how you help folks on that.
Okay, let's talk about contractors versus employees first, because once you decide which is which, that'll help you decide whether they're hourly or salary if they're employees. Most businesses think they can just hire anybody and pay them as a contractor. There's a huge concentration of enforcement on this by the Department of Labor. It's very difficult to get by with it for very long. There are cases where a contractor is the appropriate way to treat somebody, but it's based on a couple of things. One is the relationship that you have, and the other is the control you have of the person in question. If you control what they do, how they do it, when it gets done, that's not really a contractor. And if the relationship is that person reports to you, they don't have their own business, they don't do work for other people, you're the only one they do work for, and you tell them when it needs to be done, that's the other key factor. So certain businesses, we have a client who does setups for concerts. They do set up the stage, sound lighting, and then when it's over, they take it all down. Those are really contractors because they don't do anything other than do that, and they're free to go do it for any other venue that they can get hired at. But for the most part, the use of contractors has severely diminished, and that's because the statistics tell us that about 83% of contractors don't pay their taxes, don't pay the appropriate amount of taxes, and the government's pretty interested in that.
Yeah, they are interested in that. It's funny how that works, right?
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the tax law changes, what folks need to be aware of, and how you keep up with that. Because if I'm hiring you as a small business, I'm really interested that you're keeping up with this, right?
Correct. There are, as you know, 50 states, and they all have their own tax laws. The federal government has their withholding in Social Security and Medicare and unemployment that you have to pay to the federal government. But each state has another set of taxes that you have to comply with. And many states now have local taxes. California, the whole West Coast, you can name them, they all have it. Pennsylvania is a big one, Ohio's a big one, Michigan, they all have local taxes, and Kentucky as well. You wouldn't naturally think of Kentucky as having a lot of local taxes. But those change frequently, and they're very closely located. Like Pennsylvania has school district and other municipalities that literally are so close together, somebody who works for you won't live in the same locality that your business is in. So you have to pay taxes there as well as for non-resident taxes or resident taxes, depending on where the employee is. So it's very complicated. I don't research that all myself. It'd be impossible. I'd be doing it, you know, all day long, every day. So there are services available who monitor all that, and we subscribe to them, and we get that information. So we can correctly identify where the taxing of an employee has to be at and what the employer has to do to be able to withhold and remit those taxes.
And you do that so your clients don't have to,
That's
obviously.
That's exactly right.
talk about dealing with the IRS and dealing with states because, again, I just know from my experience dealing with the clients I work with is that, you know, you get these random notices from the IRS even though you've been duly reporting and duly having wages withheld and sent to the IRS, you get these notices that say, you owe money. I mean, it's infuriating, but you deal with that.
Yes, that's true. And you might be surprised, but not all those notices are correct.
So imagine that.
We're able to discern whether there's any merit to the notice at all and respond to it. And because we are professionals at what we do, we have avenues to contact the states and the federal government that the average business owner does not have. So when I call and say who I am and I represent so-and-so and I'm a CPA, that immediately lets them know I know what I'm talking about. They're not going to jerk me around with dealing with this matter. So mostly it's I spend the first 30 seconds explaining the situation, what's going on, and it's just taken care of. They take care of it right there, and they send out a notice probably 6 weeks later, but they will handle it right then.
So this is like this is very similar in terms of the way you work with clients. This is very similar to my relationship, let's say, with my CPA, my tax preparer, who I sign a power of attorney with, and they're authorized to deal with the taxing authorities on my behalf. And you've got something similar then, right?
Absolutely. We have powers of attorneys for every state, and then states that have local taxes, we sometimes have to get a power of attorney for the local jurisdiction. So we have stacks of authorizations to deal with the people, and the taxing authorities may or may not be able to find it, so we have to fax it again. So while we have them on the phone, we fax them that authority again immediately, so I don't have to call back. Because the normal taxpayer will spend hours on the phone trying to get something resolved. With the avenues we have to deal with these issues, we'll spend 20 or 25 minutes maybe.
Right.
Which is still excruciating.
We're speaking with Tom Martin. He's the owner and founder of Proactive Payroll, and he's joined us today between being on hold with the IRS and dealing with client issues. So thanks for that, Tom. Talk a little bit about the whole concept of outsourcing. I think business owners think they're saving money when they do it themselves. And I've heard the biggest competitor is the do-it-yourself owner, right?
Yeah.
And they think they're saving money, but the downside of getting payroll wrong can be pretty substantial if you don't get that right.
Yes, especially if you're doing direct deposits and you're doing it in-house or using a third-party software to do your payroll, and you pay somebody wrong, you now have to go get that money back from the employer or the employee. If $10 is now missing from that money, the reversal will not happen. So you're out the money. You have to be able to manage the flow of the cash and get things reversed. And we get the payroll done 2 days before the pay date so that we're able to manage that to make sure things are correct. Or if you transpose a number in a bank account, the money just went to somebody else. You're not likely to get it back from somebody who isn't your employee, and you put it in their bank account.
For sure. Now, another thing I've heard you talk about is it just from dealing with your own employees, it's better to have an outside payroll service than to have all that done internally, where people maybe it's a lot easier to find out who gets paid what. Or talk about that.
Yeah. The rumor mill still exists. So when you have your receptionist, he or she doing your payroll for you because it's so easy to do, and they leave the application open on their computer while they go give a message to the boss or whatever, that information's sitting there for anybody to see. And that can really cause some problems within an organization when Joe knows that Billy makes, you know, $1,000 or $10,000 more than he does, and he's better, so in his opinion.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's a huge part of it, is the confidentiality of the information and the internal controls necessary to keep it private.
Good stuff. So, Tom, for those that are interested in more information, would like to reach out and ask you about your services, how do they be in touch?
They can get in touch with us at 404-410-0031. We're right here in Metro Atlanta, and we like to say we rock payroll from sea to shining sea, but primarily between Lake Allatoona and Lake Oconee right here in Atlanta. So we are a very localized company, and our website is proactivepayroll.com.
Well, now I have it here, proactivepayroll.rocks.
That's true.
Okay, I like that even.
You got that one, too.
You got that one, too. I love
it.
Okay, proactivepayroll.rocks, R-O-C-K-S. So, Tom Martin, owner of Proactive Payroll, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
I want to remind everyone that Digital Ignition, where we have our studio, is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. Nestled within a 45,000-square-foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desk, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, a fantastic break room with outdoor patio, and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And we turn to Ben Heward, and Ben is with Go.
Go.
Let's go, Ben.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. So talk about who is Go.
What is Go?
What is Go? Yeah. Where are we going? And tell us about you.
Well, Go can take you anywhere you want to go.
Okay.
Go is a full-service marketing communications agency based originally out of Hartford, Connecticut. We are full-service, and we just opened a office last year in Alpharetta, right, and on Broadwell Road in Milton, downtown Milton. We play in four zones or areas, we call them, which is creative. So anything from branding a company and creating their messaging to web development all the way through to video production and storytelling. And then we buy media as well. So we're full service and we can do whatever, wherever a client needs to go, we can bring them.
And you're going to take them along, right? Take them along for the ride.
That's the point. Yeah.
Okay, so you're here in Milton. Mm-hmm. You've got headquarters in Hartford. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so there's 16 people up in the Hartford office. And last year, my journey took me on a little bit of self-search. And I was like, I want to open up an agency. I want to do this for other people. I worked for CPG companies, things like that, for a long time on the internal creative side. And I hired a ton of agencies along the way and managed a bunch of teams. So I am originally a creative person. I'm a creative director, graphic designer. But my journey took me on, you know, I got kind of sick of the travel of 400, and who hasn't, right?
Amazing.
If you're on it right now, I apologize.
No, yeah.
So I wanted to find something more local, be more involved in my kids' lives, so stay closer. Funny story, so I went to college with the founder of Go, and we were in a fraternity together, we were in the design program together, and I had reached out to him and said, hey, I'm interested in starting my own gig, my own agency. Can I come up and check out yours? And he said, absolutely, brother, come on up. So I went up to Connecticut late summer and spent some time with him and his agency and found, man, this is where it's at. Originally, it was for me to find out if I had the tools in my toolbox to open and run an agency the way he has since 2004. So it's a very established agency. And sure enough, we kind of made an agreement. Let's open up an office in Atlanta. Ton of business here. It makes perfect sense. So yes, as I'm working as an individual contributor on a creative side, but a lot of times in business development, right, trying to crack this market, which is great because I have a lot of years here. I know a lot of people here, and I know a lot of people who work in a lot of businesses here. So it's been great. As the clients come in through the Alpharetta office, they're, as we grow this office here with personnel, we have a web developer now in the office. But we have a slew of folks in the Hartford office. And so they come down once a month for about a week. And we, you know, visit clients, and we have brainstorm sessions. It's really everything I thought it was going to be, and I'm really proud to work for Go. We do really good work for good people.
That's great. That's great. Something tells me those folks come down a lot more in December and January.
Interestingly
right?
enough,
and it's amazing.
And the golf clubs come too. So it's, yeah.
It's funny how that works.
Right.
Yeah. So obviously Atlanta's a big place. You said you live in Milton, but you opened the office in Alpharetta, Milton.
Yep.
Why open the office here of all the places in Atlanta?
Sure. Well, so you know, selfishly, a location for me. But also, you know, Alpharetta, the technology city, the South, the way it's growing, being a marketing agency, obviously we're digital marketing. I mean, how can you not be?
Sure.
Right? I think the growth in Alpharetta itself is outstanding. I mean, look at growing Alpharetta, the website's there. It just makes perfect sense. And, you know, why not be close to my house and family and wife when the world is getting smaller anyway? You know, Go as an organization, the culture is amazing. There's no PTO. Right. If you need to, you're an adult. You work here. Do what you need to do. Also, get your work done. I don't believe, and a lot of companies are moving this way too. You don't need to go to be in an office to get your work done. We use you know, there's platforms like Slack, and there's JoinMe and GoToMeeting. I mean, those are so prevalent now.
Yep.
That is absolutely part of the workforce. So you can really work from anywhere, right? You can be remote. So Alpharetta, close to me, and with the business and everything happening there, it just works well, all the way around.
Good stuff from Ben Heward with Go, digital and advertising agency. He's the managing director there. So, Ben, talk about the kind of clients you work with. talk about your perfect client. Who is who? What kind of business is that?
Yeah. So we have a pretty laid back, easygoing culture at Go, and we decided a long time ago, but most recently we've kind of had an internal mantra of the three P's, we call them, and it's it's passion. Do we have passion for what our potential client does? Can we get on board with that passion? You know, obviously, when you get into a creative zone, passion is key. If you don't really feel it, you may not bring it to life the way you need it to. So that's the first one. We have progression. And progression, we call – this is, like I said, it's an internal, but we've been sharing these with our potential clients. And it's working well because I think they get it. Progression is, can we really help you drive your business forward? Can we really make a difference in your bottom line through our marketing effort, through our creative storytelling, however we engage with you? I mentioned those four buckets. And then certainly, right, profitability. Everybody wants to be profitable. So we're all in business, so we got to get it. If we can get two out of three of those P's, that's a win. And that we call that fit, right? Every agency should be looking at fit when they engage with a client. We had an e-cigarette company come to us. We weren't really interested in engaging with them. That's not really the zone we're in. We tend to be industry exclusive so that we won't, we never, for 14 years, we haven't had like two credit unions or, right, that doesn't make any sense. But now with a different office opening up, it allows us to spread some of those commonalities among our clients. And the perfect client for us is someone that does good work, we can get on board with, and we can help them move their bottom line. A good example is Goodwill of Connecticut, Children's Healthcare of Connecticut. We've helped them with their we do a lot of the commercials. We have done their websites. It's funny, I'm wearing these headphones now. Sennheiser is one of our clients.
Oh, cool.
And we want to have fun. So we always like to have fun. And our internal mantra is do good work. We're extending that. Do good work for good people. And it's fun because coming from a client side, as long as I was for most of my career, I always kind of had to do what the boss told you to do and move in the direction the company did. Well, being on the agency side now, I can bring a lot of insights to an agency world internally to help some decision making and the strategy of how to engage and when to have certain conversations with clients. But also, I get to select who I want to work with. And that's gold. I don't know how many folks can really say that.
Right.
You know, and that's a huge difference from being client side to being in an agency now.
Now, you know, you mentioned right at the top there on that answer, passion. And I would think being in your business that's got to be really important for you to be able to execute ultimately for that client is to buy into the same kind of passion that they have for their business and what they're doing.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and you've heard that. People call that fit. You know, we have a fit. But for us, it's pretty specific. Passion is number one. Because if I can tell your story, John, and I can make you feel it, that's a magic moment. I had a client in the office last week, and we're going through she's developing this great candle company. She makes them herself. She's kind of a startup, but she's not really our game at Go. But we're engaging with some different type of clients as we build this office. And we're walking through her logo design. So I took her through some patterns and some color palettes and things. And we're building her brand. And I showed her the first logo. And she took her glasses off and she started crying. And she said, gosh, I feel like I'm watching my baby being born. So it was in her for a long time. She had a lot of passion, obviously, of what she's trying to do. And as we bring that to life for her, man, that's one of those moments that I'm never going to forget.
Wow. Ben Heward from Go, who makes his clients cry in a good way, right?
Sometimes we call it sadvertising.
There you go. I love it. I love it. So talk a little bit about I know every client's different. Mm-hmm. And I know and you've got profit, for-profit, non-profit. I mean, different size clients, different objectives. Mm-hmm. They come to you with different places in their branding journey, let's call it.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes they need a lot of help, and sometimes, you know, they need you to tweak what they've got. Mm-hmm. So with all that said, talk a little bit about, you know, what are the kind of the key tactics that you are recommending for clients?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty standard stuff when you look at how to engage the client from a creative side. But a lot of work goes into the front end. We front load a lot, and we call the discovery phase. You know, we're engaging with a client. I won't mention them now, but they're a pretty large client here in Atlanta, and they're rebranding. And so we're right at the cusp now of the discovery session. They told us Friday, let's roll, let's go, they said, let's get going. And so now we're building the team. We're going to engage with them. And it always starts with discovery. The more information we can pull out of what their vision is, where do they want to be? A lot of times in a rebranding exercise such as this, for some reason or other, they've outgrown their brand. So they're delivering more services, and they're not your father's Oldsmobile anymore, so to speak. And we definitely have a series of engagements. So it's, you know, two or three different meetings with different types of parts of the company, whether it's human resources and sales and product development, whatever it may be, whoever it makes sense. Always, though, we're usually going through the marketing department. And a lot of times what happens is through creative, web, video, or media, we get a client that comes in through one of those zones. But certainly the magic of what happens and through that discovery session is people always say, I want a new logo. What they really need is a new business strategy. What they really need is a new story to be told about what their company should be, not tomorrow, but in 5 years from now. Because you want to develop a brand with legs, right? And the challenge there is everything is moving so fast and everything changes so fast with digital media specifically. How do you engage with social media? So it all starts in the discovery session, is pulling those answers out of the right people, getting the right people with the opinions that are going to matter at the end game. That's very important for us.
Yeah, and what you corrected me in a nice way, because what you're really saying is, hey, we focus on strategy, not tactics. I mean, the tactics are just an outcome of whatever strategy we come up with.
Correct.
And sometimes folks come to you with, hey, I need to do more Facebook advertising or something like that. But what they really need is something a little higher in the air, strategy-wise, right?
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of it's based on ROI, right? People want to know, especially with digital marketing now, you can see it all, how many clicks, how many click-throughs, how many views, how many listens in your case.
Yep.
So it's all available. It's just setting up the strategy to do so. And a lot of things that we do, what makes us, I think, unique, like I said, when somebody comes in through one of these pillars, we really have a holistic approach to the whole thing. And what we do and we find ourselves doing is we always training the internal marketing department on what we're doing, because our insights are not from the inside those walls, and they're really valuable that way.
Okay, Ben Huard from Go. So other than your name, which I love, what makes Go different from other agencies? There's a lot of competition out there, lots of folks that do what you do. Yep. What makes you different?
Sure. Well, I was getting there, actually. You just kind of finished my what it is we bring it all together. We have a holistic approach from all the way from conception to implementation of whatever the story that needs to be told for your brand. We can help you define it, we can help you tell it, and we can help you track who's listening. And that's what's most important. And through all those zones, we have a great video producer who just had a baby today. And she's with us for a few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're excited. But she is an amazing storyteller. And so video is one of our strengths right now. Everybody wants video right now. So we bring a lot of clients in through that lane,
sure,
so to speak. But we look at it holistically.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And what I also heard there, the financial guy in me heard tracking the results and tracking who's consuming what you're putting out there. That's a pretty important stuff.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Good deal. Ben Huard from Go. Tell everybody how to be in touch if they are interested in something you've had to say.
Yeah, sure. So you can find us at go-agency.com. You can reach me at ben@go-agency.com. Or my cell is 678-770-7040. I encourage you to check out the website, sift through it. I guarantee you're going to like what you see.
Great stuff. Ben Huard from Go. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
I want to remind everyone that North Fulton Business Radio, easy for me to say, is available 24/7 at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. And we are available on all the social media channels. So North Fulton BRX. So find us on Facebook, Twitter. We tweet during the show. Find us on LinkedIn. So we're out there, and if you really like what we're doing, subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a review and a rating, because that helps others find the show, which if you like the guests that we have on this show, we love to support them. That's a way you can support them. So North Fulton BRX on all those channels. I want to Again, thank our guest, Tom Martin with Proactive Payroll, and Ben Heward with Go. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, and join us next time for another edition of North Fulton Business Radio.